Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Hey, what's up? This is the Gas Comedy Podcast. This is the date. What is the date?
Today is the
9th of March, yes. 2016. This is the very first Gas Comedy Podcast in South Africa. It is a podcast about comedy here and there. Give me a trumpet.
I don't actually
do it again.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. That's more of a siren than a trumpet, actually. But we'll accept it.
That's like a hip hop club.
We don't have enough money for real things at the moment, so we'll do. We'll bring real instruments in later.
Yeah.
Let's see who the team is. My name is Dusty Rich. I'm a stand-up comedian. You know me. If you don't, fuck it, Google. Let's look at who else we got. Duff.
You've got Duff in the room. Eric Janssen, up and coming stand-up comedian. And if you don't know me, I've been on TV recently, but that's not important.
What were you on TV for?
Yeah, for the Comedy
Kumbhule
Central.
Kaya.
No, not Kumbhule Kaya this time. The Comedy Central grabbed the mic competition.
Yeah, I was there. And who else we got?
My name's Farhan Isat, also a stand-up comedian. Also up and coming.
Also the most professional one of us all.
The most composed.
Farhan is the most composed. But that's your gig, right? That's your style.
Yeah, that's
your
vibe. That's my style.
And we dig that.
That's dope.
This is the Gas Comedy Podcast, and this is comedy about here and there. Mostly here and some of there. It is about stand-up comedy in South Africa and what it's doing. There is nothing like this. There has never been anything like this. And that's why we decided to do this, because we need some information about our art form. You know what I mean?
That's true. We just hear
about our art form from all the rich older guys who know what they're talking about. You kids should listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
Why don't you make jokes about other things?
Yeah. Why do you always swear in your sense? Fuck you. Hope that clips. So this is the podcast. At the end of the show, we are going to have, which is the most important part of the podcast, is a countrywide, nationwide gig listing, comprehensive as we can get, telling you where you can go see comedy, who you can see on those stages,
and how much it'll cost you.
Exactly. Yay. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be a fun show.
It's going to be amazing.
Who gives a shit what it is, because this is number one. We're going to have to figure out as we go. If you do have a problem with the show, remember you downloaded it. Like, this was not thrust upon you. I did not run up to you and put headphones on you. Listen to this regardless of how you feel.
You actively made the decision to be like, yo, this looks nice, Gas Comedy, and then click.
Click. So which means we're uncensored, guys.
Nice.
We're uncensored. We can do whatever we want. Let's try this. Clitoris.
Yeah.
Clitoris.
Vagina.
I nearly said penis for some weird reason.
Of course you know.
Fuck you guys.
Don't laugh on the mic, motherfucker.
Oh, sorry.
Did that clip as
well? It's like comedians laugh slightly when they're performing. Like, we get that your stuff may or may not be funny, but and then you don't have to laugh.
Yeah, but there's some comedians who don't even laugh at anything. They just go, that's funny. Shout out to Robbie Collins.
Simi does that as well.
Simi has that wicked laugh, like that laugh that you don't hear at 3 o'clock in the morning if you're taking a piss. He just does that.
Simi got that laugh that he only laughs when your gag dies.
Yeah,
because he knows gag dies, and that's what he's laughing at. That's hilarious. Simi RF, Robbie Collins. Look at us. We've already mentioned two comedians.
We're mentioning people.
We are all about South African comedy.
Yeah.
What we're going to discuss on the show today, the first show, is obviously we're going to start off with the state of the nation. Let's find out what comedy is right now, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like, and then we'll move into other parts of discussions. And that's why this room is unique, because I consider myself mid-tier in terms of South African comedy.
Look at you, modest.
I'm not a modest guy, but I'm straight looking at it like, who is the top tier? Who is the top? Who is the mid? Who is the junior? And who is the what the fuck are you still trying this for?
Shouldn't you be building cupboards?
Oh, I'm duff.
But I think it's like economic classes, because you don't have just lower, middle, and upper. Within that middle, you have lower, middle.
Yeah. So let's call me.
Quite scientific about this.
I'll say I am upper mid.
Absolutely.
There we go. Yeah, upper
that's the
mid.
That's the one.
So you're living in four ways. You've got a duplex.
That's because I'm married.
You're eating 2 minute noodles on the regular.
That's you.
Two minute noodles, bro. I'm on Woolworths noodles.
Oh shit!
They take 3 minutes and there's free avocado in the bag.
I don't know. Okay.
That shit's real.
I'll find out when I get there.
That shit is real. So we are recording this at cliffcentral.com. Ooh, it's so controversial, hey? Mm. Cliff Central doesn't do anything that's not controversial.
The walls are black. It's just so controversial. Yeah,
but no, there's a little bit yellow. Of yellow around. You might be actually watching this on the tube.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, we forgot we're actually filming this as well.
Yeah. I'm going to put that out there as well so you guys can hear us. It's a new kind of podcasting.
Serious.
We are serious about serious.
Maybe we can get serious to sponsor us.
Specific.
No, it's terrible.
We get juice and a podcast.
Serious. Is that a juice?
Juice, yes. Juice like Kiwi fruit, serious.
Yeah.
Serious.
Oh, serious. Your mouth wasn't working. Come on. I know what serious is.
Wait till I get to that Afrikaans gig.
Jargon assist you. You have Oom Diff on your side.
Yeah. Oom Diff is deep level Afrikaans. He's got that in his bones.
Yeah.
In his beena. Yeah. No, that's not bones.
That's bones.
No, beena's legs, bro.
Well, legs as well, but beena.
Oh, is it really? It's the same thing. Well, yes. So, how do you say beena? Leg bones. Afrikaans people, fix your language. We're tired of this.
You are fucked. That's a good one. You're beena.
The best one that I found out is that a jet ski in Afrikaans is a waterpony. A water pony.
Yeah,
that's so blazing.
Dude, we can
bag on Afrikaans the whole day.
We can literally do an entire show on how fucked up Afrikaans people name things.
But I think languages in general, I'm sure they all have their own idiosyncrasies and weird things.
Yeah, but we're in South Africa. We're forced to study Afrikaans.
Afrikaans has the longest word ever. Like the word has 136 letters.
It still makes it on Twitter.
I don't know how. Yeah, it'll make it on Twitter. Like as what? Just that would
if
be
someone put it like the name is that at.
Yeah. You can't even hashtag it. We'll try and say it later in the show. My brother said it the other day, but it's fucking long as hell. I'm probably gonna mess it up.
Don't attempt it until you feel confident about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying later in the show.
So let's look at what the current scene is like. Where are we? We're in Johannesburg, so we're kind of in the mecca of stand up. If mecca is a fine enough word for what this stand-up
comedy is. I'm comfortable with you using that word.
Are you comfortable with it?
Yes, I'm comfortable.
I don't mean
it's
it
like the epicenter. It's like
I didn't necessarily mean it with its religious connotations. I meant it like, is it the epicenter? Which it is. It is. It's the epicenter of Africa in terms of stand-up comedy.
Right.
There's no way bigger than this, right?
No, but I think there are other places. I think when we're in South Africa, we don't realize that there's so much more going on in Africa. East Africa and West Africa are buzzing right now.
Yeah, but epicenter. Oh,
yeah, but I mean,
it's called epicenter. I mean, where does Comedy Central do their stuff? Where does Mnet do their stuff? Because that's something we'll talk about. Is like, what is stand up comedy? Is it in the clubs? Is it on TV? Is it the internet?
Right.
What is it? So I'd like to discuss that. But let's see, where are we? So Johannesburg, South Africa, the pinnacle of stand-up comedy. This is where it all happens. This is where the most venues are. This is where the most shows are. Let's concentrate on South Africa. Yeah. Then we go to Cape Town,
right,
which would be the second most venues, most performances. Both cities have a dedicated comedy club.
Right.
This is mostly for if you don't know about stand-up comedy, and if you're listening to this from other countries, I don't know how many people would be doing that. Shout out to Guam. Shout out to East Africa. So Cape Town next, and then Durban, a lowly third. Like, it's quite a distance behind, but it still is rocking. It still is doing something. And there's a couple of guys down there. And then there's, of course, the buzzing hub of comedy, Kimberley. No, I'm joking. Oh, I don't know
they
what
just
else
have
is
a big
out
hole.
There. They do have a big hole. So do we. Wim Diff.
Ah.
It's where the comedy is. That's the interesting part about this room, even, is we have a new, we have a not so new, and we have a
experience.
Up experienced. Up a mid.
Because you were going to blow your.
Where would you consider yourself? Ooh,
I would say the lowest in the mid, because I'm a supporter. Lowest, I get paid.
Yeah, I'm fair. Yeah, I'm fair. That's fair. Supports act, which gets paid. We'll explain those terms. And Duth?
Lower middle.
You're lowest of the low, motherfucker. Okay. Duth, have you got paid yet? You got paid yet?
A couple of times, yeah.
Where?
Fuck, a lot of gigs. No, I'm lying. getting paid on, Wednesday next week.
Where are you performing?
Capellas. Well, we'll do the gig listing engine. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. So,
I've been paid a couple of
times. If you get paid, you're technically, you're a stand-up. You're a comedian.
Yeah, finally.
I always did it as minimum wage. Mm-hmm. That's what I always thought it as. What is minimum wage?
What is minimum wage? Does anyone know what minimum wage is in South Africa? Minimum wage?
Nope.
Anyone?
No,
minimum
sorry.
Wage? So we just go around. People tell us what they earn, and we don't give a shit because we don't know what the minimum wage is.
Yeah.
So let's find out. Minimum wage in South Africa is...
I think it's something like 250 rand a day or something.
I was going to say 14 rand an hour.
But no, but let's work it on month. Like minimum wage in South Africa. This is a Careers 24 article.
Yeah, 20 something bucks.
I believe 20
them. Days, 22 days a month. You're looking just over 2 grand.
2 grand, yeah.
Two grand? Is that what you guys think?
Minimum wage. I think minimum wage.
I was saying 14 rand an hour, but I could be wrong.
How much you say an hour?
14.
14 an hour. It sounds
10 rand 95 per hour.
Oh, shit.
10 rand 95 an hour.
It amounts to like 400 bucks. Well, 500 bucks a week.
Well, let's
work that out real quick.
400. Fuck, that's impossible.
You said 10.95 an hour, right? So let's say
about. Oh, no. Okay, ranges from 9 rand 30.
9 rand
30 rand 40. But the average is 10.95.
10.95.
And normally it's about 160 hours a month.
Yeah.
So that's about 1,750
So that's
rand.
It. So if you are earning more than 1,750 rand currently as
you
a stand-up, then you're a stand-up comedian.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
That's dope.
You're earning minimum wage, which makes you a professional.
Makes you the lowest of the low.
It is the lowest of the low, but I mean,
you're
it makes you professional.
Something.
So it doesn't. That's not judging your material. I mean, you might be super shit
getting money
and earning, but like that's what I consider it as. You're a stand up if you're earning minimum wage and above.
Right.
So yeah, so if you're doing more than that, you're doing alright. Jeff, are you earning more than? How much? What did you say? 1,000?
750.
You're earning more than? No. You're not a stand-up comedian.
You invited me. Thanks, man.
Oh, no, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
But that's what the reason you hear is because it's gained perspective. You know what I mean? People are going to be listening to the show. They're just going to be like, I have no idea what they're talking about. Why are we talking about that shit? And then it's nice to have someone who's got perspective of what time is it right now?
9:42 yes.
9:42 already.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's 12 minutes.
We are so good at talking.
Squat deep.
Guys,
this is why we do
I think
what we,
we
do.
Should, I mean, let's we should take a going. Moment to realize how good we are at talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do a moment of silence to enjoy it. 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's enough.
He said a moment.
This is a podcast show. We don't want people like, what happened? And then they put up the volume to see if something happened. And then Diff starts with his deep voice. And then people crash their cars.
Some shit.
That sounded like Schwarzenegger.
Now the chopper. Get down. That was actually pretty good. And I'm shitty at accents. Okay. So where are we? Joburg is the mecca of stand-up comedy. If you're listening in the Cape Town area right now and you think it's cool down there, you're not. Just based on sheer volume of performance time. If that's what you're basing on, you can't do anything. We have a comedy club here. What is it called?
Parker's
Comedy and Jive.
And soon there's going to be another one, the Goliath Comedy
Club. Goliath Comedy.
Yeah.
That makes Joburg with two comedy clubs. And that's in a month, right?
Yep.
What's the date? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Less than a month.
Less than a month's time.
Less than a month's time, there will be two comedy clubs in Joburg, which must sound ridiculous coming from if you're listening from the States.
Because you're like, wow, we've got
like two comedy clubs in a city.
We got two comedy clubs in a block in New York City.
Yeah. We got two comedy clubs in one
street.
Apartment.
In one building.
One
we
building.
Have two comedy clubs. Like
actually, one of the
lower.
Comedy, one of the big ones, holy. I think, I'm not sure if it's the cellar, but they have
multiple rooms.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
original
of course.
Room.
Yeah,
the main
yeah.
Room.
They got like the belly room. It's called the belly room, the original room, and then there's
the main room.
The main room. Yeah, I think I have three rooms, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
So, and we have two rooms. We'll have two rooms in Johannesburg.
That's dope.
Yes.
In a month. Cape Town has one room. It is double volume, though.
And it was a pump house. Or still is. In fact, I was chatting to Kurt, and he was like, sometimes when there's overflow or something, the guys actually come into the comedy club and move shit and do things with water and
that
pipes.
That is ridiculous. That's where we are, corporate South Africa. We have to do comedy in an actual municipal pump house. Like, it's time to invest. Someone needs to invest in a good room.
I thought it would be great, like, if a comedian associate and is dying so bad that they just flood the room.
Oh, damn.
And so people talk about the flood. They like don't they don't talk about the stand-up dying.
They give
ass.
Everybody, like, a life jacket and, like, a nose plug so they don't die.
And a whistle and then, so you don't get lost.
And a whistle, yeah. So you can
and what's the warning? Always make sure you help yourself first before you help women and children.
But if there are children in a comedy club, you deserve to drown a little bit. Not all the way.
That's the worst.
Don't drown to death. Just drown a little bit.
Do the point.
Cough a lot.
We need a two CPR.
I find that happens at the bigger shows, though, that people come out with their kids or even babies.
Okay, what are you talking about bigger shows? You're doing theater shows.
The big ones, like Kings and Queens.
Yeah, like theater shows. Yeah, yeah, people bring there. Where did I see? Where was I performing? I was performing in Centurion the other day.
Check it, him flexing there.
And Centurion. that's like more than 35 kilometers away. And this lady who was clearly like a teenage mom. She had a baby.
There was a pause there.
I took
a pause. Pity she didn't.
You know what happened? I had a little panic attack that I was like, is that thing recording?
But the dabbing was
because this is our first. Well, we don't know what we're doing. If you could see us, then you can see there's a lot of things here. We don't know what we're doing.
I don't know what this is for.
Let me see that. I'll tell you what that is for. Oh, you know what this is?
That's
it's a charger.
To it says charge it on
it. Hey, this that's is a funny podcast.
Right, so we're becoming saying, more professional.
You're in Centurion and teenage looking.
Teenage mom had her son there. But like, that's you know nice. When you like,
start them off young.
You know when you like hold a child and then like the child's knees are like by your, the child's feet are by your calves. Like it's a tall child, but a child that shouldn't be held in.
How old was she breastfeeding as well? Exactly. Like it's like a 10-year-old kid.
Exactly.
Pop out a titty during
a comedy
show.
Myself. They probably help each other with homework. Honestly.
You have a tall child. What?
It was crazy. And I was like, jeez, Centurion, man. What you going to do? Yeah.
But I must say, performing there, like I've performed a couple of times. The audiences are amazing.
Listen, man. Anytime. And that's another thing we should discuss about talking about Johannesburg has been the Mecca. Anytime you go like 50 Ks out of the cities,
right?
Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg, it is crazy. Yeah. People like...
Crazy good, right?
Crazy good. Yeah, crazy good. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm not like saying go out there and try it out and it's shit and then you call me and tell me, no, it's actually...
I want my money back, Dusty.
Hills of ours.
You lied to us.
Hills of ours. Yeah. But generally, people are craving comedy out there.
Yeah.
They want entertainment.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And then the ones that do have enough money to travel plus a show come in to the cities.
Right.
But the ones that don't have, but may have enough for a ticket, but don't have enough for travel.
Yeah.
They'll go to the shows when you go out there. So I think it's so important for comedians to get out there. You know, and it's not like I'm not talking you to go to some place that has too many khs and furs in it.
I went to Heidelberg recently.
Yeah,
that's
how was
one
that?
Of my favorite places to perform. There's a place called The Place. That's the name of the place.
Well, I mean,
it's quite confusing.
Yeah.
But really, really awesome. I've been there twice.
How do you get there? Where is it?
It's the place. Heidelberg, yeah.
The place. Fuck this guy.
Like, do you know where the place is? And they're like, which place?
This place?
The place.
And
phenomenal. Absolutely great. I've been there twice. It's run by a guy called Jazz Buddha.
Yeah, yeah.
And absolutely phenomenal. Full room, and the audience are so giving. They're so attentive, so appreciative.
So Duff would do well there.
Yeah. With my minimal Afrikaans.
Again, if you're in Heidelberg and listening and he comes there, he shit can't come
can't
back
complain.
To us.
It wasn't us. It wasn't our fault. We heard you were nice.
They told me there were gigs in Heidelberg and I was like, I want to see the shit.
We heard you were nice. It's not our fault that you're not. Do you want to, I suppose in terms of where it is at the moment, there is a lot of comedians. There are a lot of comedians.
And there's a lot of people trying comedy as well.
That's true.
Oh, that's a better way of putting it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people trying comedy out there, which is good and bad because we don't know who's going to come out.
Right.
We don't know who's going to come out next Pryor, next Noah. We don't know who's going to. So it is a good and bad thing because then it's like you got to sift through the shit.
Right.
You have to get through all the. And that's why clubs like Kitchener's. Poppies.
Yeah. The open mic.
I heard Parker's is doing an open mic on Mondays.
Yeah, Monday nights, yeah.
Monday nights, Parker's. So, you know, that I think those are so important for... The problem with it is, I think, is you have these clubs and then there's no one with influence at the club to actually go, okay, cool, this guy's got some chops. Or, okay, cool, this guy does not. Let's move on here.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a very random process.
It's a big random process, which I suppose is natural, would you say?
Yeah.
That's the way you're supposed to get out. You know what I mean? Get out of the mud.
Yeah, because if you look at things like comedy competitions, I know you're not a huge fan of them.
I fucking hate them.
Actually, I sometimes feel it doesn't put the comedian, it doesn't give him his best chance.
Not at all, because like stand-up in its entirety is a It's a genre-based art form.
Right.
It's like true. Music.
And it's
like
very subjective. R&B. It's completely subjective.
It's so... I mean, one man's hilarious is another man's boring.
That's true, yeah.
There's going to be those stand-ups. And then you go like, okay, it's time to compete. Who's in the room? Yeah. Who's in the room? Who's in the room that likes the most? You know what I mean? If you're a middle-of-the-road comedian, though, you're going to do well.
Yeah.
Middle-of-the-road comedians do
well. I think
well.
The feeling around that as well could also be like narrowing it down because you do get shitty acts.
Yeah.
So
you said competitions narrowing down?
Like competitions, because then obviously the guys that know what they're talking about,
you're right.
They're confident in what they're talking about, will bring up the standard. So when it gets to like a final type of thing, instead of having it as a final, have it as a showcase.
Yeah. That's that's not a bad idea, but like more than one winner.
Yeah.
So you got,
so in
you
essence,
got 20 comedians that enter.
Are the winners. Like you pick five, or not five, like however many of them you feel were, wow, this guy's exceptional.
Yeah. Well, you put a number. Let's make a number. You put a percentage. 20 like comedians start.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start a competition. 20 comedians start, right? And it does work in narrowing it down, because then you are going to get rid of some of the shit early.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I think that's such a great idea, is because like the one-liner guy versus the physical guy. And the physical guy gets a lot of laughs because he's an idiot.
He's up and
down.
And then
the one-liner guy gets less laughs, but really strong laughs because he's intelligent.
Yeah. That's true, And also not taking into account that it's rent a crowd. So if you bring a massive audience, because that's a big flaw of these competitions.
That's one of the biggest flaws, actually. Yeah.
I believe one of the biggest things about these things is like there's no unbiased judging. Do you know what I mean? By like industry people. Like could go like, and you shouldn't always have stand-ups, because you got a stand-up that is like a blue comic or a one-liner comic, and then wants the one-liner dude to win. Do you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Or doesn't.
Yeah. Doesn't, actually, because it's competition.
So I think that there would be an issue for that. I think you should have outside of industry people that are close to the industry, so entertainment people, et cetera, who laugh with the thing because they're not a stand-up and they're enjoying it from a pure perspective. Because stand-ups, when we watch comedy, we count the pentameter timer. We look for the rules of three. We look for the rug pulls. We look for
like,
all of
that
things.
Was a callback.
Yeah. And we don't enjoy it like as we should from a public
comedy. Like, that's funny.
And there is one guy that I've been watching recently and like watching as a comedian, and I'm going, oh my God, this is amazing. And that's KG.
I was actually talking. I performed with him in Centurion.
Right.
KG Mukhadi. He's from Cape Town. Everybody.
Yeah.
Check him out on Twitter at
KG Comic.
KG Comic. Yeah, that's it. If we don't know any Twitter handles, we will research them real quick. He does, and I was speaking to him about it. Very rhythmic.
Absolutely.
Stand up.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of like
And it has a hypnotic effect, actually. Mm. It almost
trains the audience into where to laugh. It's like, this is where the gags are going to be. This is where the punchlines are going to be.
Right.
Listen, punchline. Listen, punchline. Which is not a bad thing. Like some people, I mean, that's why I say it's so genre specific. But like, it's a good thing because that's
a
style.
I'm very much like
a rhythmic comic.
And I said to David Kibuka, I said the one time we were performing together, and I said, I feel like I'm cheating, you know, because I'm telling, you know, I set up where
David Kibuka in America.
Yeah, that was a shout out. going to America.
Yeah, always got a
and
shout
he said
out
to me, comic. It's not cheating, because he goes, it's like the beat in music. You don't say, oh, they have a beat in that song.
That's not cheating.
What a crap song. It has a beat.
Yeah.
No.
And nobody likes to listen to acid jazz.
Yeah.
Which like is all over the place, which is what I think my stand-up is. I think my stand-up is like
I think it's
jazz.
Your comedy is like taking acid and listening to jazz.
But you know what? I made that decision.
Yeah.
Like I know what stand-up is. I love it from a fan perspective, and not only from a fan perspective, I love it from a scholar perspective.
Right.
I like to study it. I love to read it. I love to see it and all its genres and all its styles and learn what it's about from a upper level of like, that's a one-liner, whatever, to the deep levels of like, you know, Bill Hicks' style of like the way he conceptualized a lot of the stuff, Carlin as well. A lot of it like wasn't stand up, it wasn't joke, just like
Carlin was a writer. He was a writer.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's a style, et cetera, et cetera. I made a decision early on, was like, fuck with the styles. Mix them, mash them,
put them together.
In one set, do three comics.
Yeah, you do the crowd interaction, speaking, creating stuff right there in that moment well.
Yeah. Which I think all comedians should, with varying degrees of how much is in their set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always think that's the part I laugh at most of stand up is when someone, not necessarily works off the crowd, but comes up with a notion on the spot.
On the spot,
and then plays with it.
And what's even nicer is a step beyond that, where they're then able to then integrate that with their material.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It'll bring it down. Yeah. Dave Levinson, shout out to Dave Levinson, is someone who does that really well.
Is he still around? I haven't seen that guy in ages.
He is.
He's around. But you know what that guy does? I mean, we all. Let's talk about how we earn money in this for a second.
Yeah.
Dave earns money. Corporate. Yeah. He earns golf.
He does golf.
That guy does golf days like.
So technically, like how we're talking about like minimum wage, so he'd be in the highest bracket.
Oh yeah. Which is such an interesting concept of who gets seen a lot and who works a lot.
But who earns a lot. But I feel like Dave obviously went through that period where he was seen a lot and people know him now, so that they book him and they trust him for
but
this.
But I also think like he's big into his golf and stuff. I just think he's perfect for that role.
Right.
Because that requires a more of a relaxed atmosphere, requires you to kind of sort of get to know the golfers, because it's a post-party, these golf days. It's a post-party. It's like an after-party.
And I think Dave likes to party.
Nobody else's business. Damn show. So that's an interesting thing.
So how do we make our money? So there's golf days? That's what we've just mentioned.
Well, let's not call it golf days. Let's call it corporate.
Corporate.
Make it sound fun by saying golf day.
It's an interesting concept from an outside perspective if you're looking into South Africa, because it's not how it works over there.
You're talking about comedy elsewhere. In fact,
corporates look down on.
Yeah.
It's club, it's stand-up, it's special. It's, in the States and in England.
It breaks away from that completely formal sort of institutionalized.
Yes, but the difference there is you get paid more for that. You get paid more for stand-up, depending on which, tier you are. But we rely on corporates a lot to pay some mad bills.
Yeah.
To really do some mad bills, which is so thankful. A lot of guys hate corporate. I enjoy corporate. I will categorically state here, I like corporate.
Myself as well. I worked in a corporate environment for eight years, so I think I understand the people, the mindset, dynamic.
I like to go mess with them. Yeah. Personally, I like to go mess with them. I know a lot of guys are like, it's because I can't swear and da da da. I'm like, you don't necessarily, and I'm a swearing comic.
Well, remember you came and you performed at my previous company.
One of your corporates.
They were having the year-end function, and I was like, hey, why don't we do comedy? And they went with the idea. Yeah. It was myself, Kanisha, Bunu, and then Dusty came. And that was probably the first corporate I got exposure to. And I said to Dusty, just chill. And you did your gag about the swearing.
Swearing gun.
And you were saying stuff, words like puss and they loved
the C word.
And they just...
Character.
It was actually crazy. Yeah, it was amazing.
Exactly. And so that's what I do. I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of corporates won't book you because you're like that. But a lot of corporates do because...
That's what comedians complain about a lot. They'll say they get booked for a corporate where the guys have seen them, and then when they come to do the corporate, they're like, oh, you mustn't do X, Y, Z.
That's one of the worst things. Yeah. I always say to a corporate straight away, is like, where did you see me?
Right.
Where was I booked from?
They're like, check us.
Yeah.
Check us. I'll find you. You look funny.
On this poster and your number was there. And you're like, let's call and see what happens.
You were buying no name? Who buys no name? That's hilarious. I say stick to your style. Stick to your style and if you stick to that, you will come to some corporate that'll book you. And they pay well. They pay damn well, depending on the tiers. We're going to take a break and we're going to go to some music.
Yeah.
We have no idea what the music will be. I hope it's good.
It will be.
Imagine good. It's just like some crap.
Like elevator music.
But as long as you go, pa, 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 then it's fine.
Then again, one man's crap music is another man's good music. Oh, we've come full circle. That's not the music. That's just Wim Diff.
But that's like diff. Elevator music, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll see you after this. Cliffcentral.com.
I've got something important to tell you. Cliffcentral.com. Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Games in Brooklyn, dead right, hit the head right, Biggie there, and I, Papa been school since days of under rules, never lose.
This is CliffCentral.com.
We're back, yay!
There we go.
It's a smoker's voice, like the opposite of a Puza voice.
That's two packs a day.
Yeah, I've been
smoking. That's emphysema voice.
And then the Puza voice, not the Puza when you've been drinking.
That's DJ Spoo.
No, it's not. It's Celeste and Thule. Shout out to Celeste.
Shout out
Julie.
To Celeste.
Shout out.
We want to talk about real quick before we get to the gig listing is international comedians.
Yes, Kevin Hart is coming
to this country.
Yeah.
So in now soon, Kevin is in March.
It's end of the month.
End of the month. Yeah. Kevin Hart is here.
From now, Kevin Hart.
Don't bother.
Yes, going.
I don't have tickets.
I'm going. I bought a ticket. I just want to go see what it's.
I'm out.
Do a bootleg copy for me, please.
Just smoke a joint.
A bootleg copy.
Some Odinga.
You'll deceive us.
Where is it?
Hey,
where is it?
It's at the Ticket Pro Dome, previously known as the Coca-Cola Dome.
Oh, that's a north. Is it sold out? How many tickets?
I'm not too sure. There may or may be tickets available, but they're moving.
That's big, eh?
Yeah. So he's actually doing three cities. He's doing Johannesburg, Cape Town, and Durban.
Durban. Yeah. And that's incredible, man. So I hope he does well there. He's doing the ICC in Durban.
Yes.
The International the Convention Center.
What's the capacity of that?
6,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are there 6,000? But that's
where they do Kings and Queens.
Right. So that's interesting. Now we're talking about international comedians coming to South Africa, because I've seen most of the guys that have come down in the last few years.
Yeah.
And what always amazes me, it's like Michael McIntyre, for example, he filled out the dome.
Yeah.
And we go to local comedy shows, and a lot of the times we struggle to get people on seats, and it just blows my mind.
It's an easy, easy equation.
Yeah.
Famous. Fame. It's like, think about any of these stand-ups and listen to their material. It's the same material, it's the same style of material, or it's the same version of that stuff we're doing in the clubs.
Right.
That joke in television or in front of 6,000 people goes down a shitload better than it does in front of 25 people in Brom.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yep. And that's the simple equation. And it's not a bad thing. It's not. It's a good thing, because you want to. I don't know if I ever want that. I've been thinking about it, like, as a comic. I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't be bad to have 6,000, to sell out 6,000 as a Kevin Hart style comic. But I just don't know if that's my vibe. I don't know if that's the style of comedy I'll ever do.
Right.
And it's freeing.
I think the part that makes me interested is the economics of it, where people are more than happy to spend 500 upwards.
What, Kevin Hart tickets are ridiculous.
Yeah, they go up to like 3,000, 2,000. And they're more than happy.
What's it, 3,000? You lick his dick, I think. 3,000. What is that? Did it get lick a dick? What is that? Lick a dick.
Yeah.
Lick a dick. Yeah.
You're going to learn today.
Lick a dick. Shout out pro Kevin zone.
He's got a small guy, so at least you get to actually see him when he's performing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're at the back, you're like,
fine. You're like, who's this guy on the microphone?
This is a kid. Crazy shit.
No, that's, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So economics behind it, because, I mean, they're going to pay like 500, a couple of hundred rand, almost 1,000 rand for like an hour, 2 hours. And don't get me wrong, obviously it's amazing. It's obviously a quality, polished, refined product. You know?
Yeah.
But look at the shows, and we know that the level of quality of comedy in South Africa is really high as well, you know.
I don't think the stand-up's different.
No.
I don't think the stand-up's different at all.
Yeah.
I mean, he goes, what? A lot.
Yeah.
More than other comics do,
well,
I suppose.
Yeah. I mean,
but
looking at the prices of his tickets, yeah, cheapest ticket, $400. Most expensive ticket, $2,225.
That's
the
liquor dick ticket.
That's the liquor dick ticket.
But yeah, I really don't think the standard is different. I think the stage is different.
Right.
Yep.
I really don't. Like, a lot of the comics.
Do you think if they had to put on a show, I mean, Kings and Queens is probably the biggest of those kind of shows in the country.
Yeah.
But if we had to put on like a show
of that magnitude,
you think we'd be filling up Ticket Pro Dome?
It's all about, everything has to do with everything. Everything has to do about market position. How are you positioned in the market? That's all. I mean, if you're going to sell out the Ticket Pro Dome, which is, I don't know how many tickets that is. It's maybe working on 5,000.
No, I'm sure it's more than that.
10,000?
I think they said for Michael McIntyre was like 12,000 people.
Okay, let's work easy numbers. 10,000.
10,000, right?
10,000 at 100, at 300. 10,000 at 300, what's that?
300,000,
right? 300,000, you're going to go like, okay, I need to get 300,000 rand out of this. How much will I spend on marketing? I'm okay with the 100,000.
It's 3 million, by the way.
Is it 3 million?
Yeah, it's 3 million.
I don't know maths. Oh, I'm okay with...
Nice calculator.
I'm okay. It's 300. Yeah. It's 10,000 at 300. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, two zeros, not one. Three zeros.
Doing the math now.
Now you're doing that.
Because you just go, if it was 300 at 1,000, then you got 300,000, but it's 310,000, so there's an extra zero. So
yeah. 3 million, motherfucking, that's a lot of money.
So I would spend 1 million on marketing.
Basically, I think what we're trying to say is we need to speak to Cass when you're vest. And
yeah,
find out
we need
how
to fill up the show.
Dude, it's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. It's simple, but not easy.
Yeah.
It's simple, but not easy. It's aligning yourself with, number one, and this is going to sound super fucking hippified, have a goal. Have a goal. What is your goal? I'm going to fill up the dome. Is that your goal? I'm going to fill up the dome. How
with
the
what?
Shit do I
with
get
people?
There?
Okay, people.
How do I, cats. Okay, well, that's a strange goal, but let's try it.
It's like the pump house. Fill it with water.
Yeah. So you got to now work towards that position. Good callback. Yeah, good callback. Oh, vocab. So you got to work yourselves to that position and shit like that. The beauty about these kinds of things is if you already have capital.
Right.
And that's what I think comedians don't think about. You got to build capital. You do one show, right? Run one show of a 500 seater or a 1,000 seater, right? And you charge 100 rand a ticket. Then, I mean, what's that? What's the math? 100 at 1,000 at 100? That's 10. What is that? 100,000 rand.
I don't know.
Do the math.
You just figured out.
1,000 times 100.
So it's 100,000.
Yeah, that's just it.
Jesus, Dusty. You're terrible at this.
100,000, right?
100,000, right? Okay.
So then you go, I'm not going to go and buy a fucking MacBook Pro. Or I'm not going to go and fix my shitty 50K car or whatever. You go like, okay, that entire 100,000 minus expenses
and
is
tax,
going into the next
tax.
Show. And tax.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going into the next show.
Right.
Right? And then you go, okay, now I made 100,000 from that, but I still got the profit from that. Da, 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 da. And then you work your way up. And it's a simple, it's not like, you don't even need to be good at math to get it right.
But I think, yeah, so that's one part of it. I think the other part is having people that will actually come and fill those seats.
People will come if you show them to come.
Right. Yeah.
So you just,
so that's
need,
why
you just
the,
need a position in the market.
And I think Kevin Hart has been a great example, like not just we were talking about in South Africa, but especially in the US and internationally, how he's filled up. He's in movies.
Like, he does everything. He does everything. The other thing that people don't realize about Kevin Hart in the money that he's earning off of these things and what he's doing with the money is he owns the production company.
Oh, right.
He owns the distribution company. He owns the media company.
So the whole value chain. So he's not losing or,
he's not losing
or giving
anywhere,
people
which means he's money. Got all of that profit to market more, to put it in more shows. The guy's going to be producing his own films in no time.
Yeah.
He's putting
it's
his
just
life,
a matter of time.
Yeah. So we got, so who we got? We Kevin Hart and...
Jimmy Carr's coming soon.
Jimmy Carr's
Funny
coming.
Business.
So Kevin Hart, Jimmy Carr,
watch
anyone else?
Guys, that's what I know lined up for this.
International. There's a lot of one-mans.
A lot of one-mans are coming.
There's a lot of one-mans. We'll dedicate the next show to talk about one-mans.
You mean South African comedians?
No, I meant like guys from overseas are coming aside.
Oh, okay. Apparently. I'm not seeing anyone.
Yeah, those are the two I know.
Someone
said something about, who did they mention? They mentioned one of the London cats, if I'm not mistaken.
That was London, you say?
Yeah, one of the guys from England. I can't remember who exactly, but they're like, one of those guys.
Jimmy Carr.
No, not Jimmy Carr. Another one.
Well, okay. Well, that's exciting news. Thanks for the exciting news, Dub.
Another British comedian.
I mean,
is it John Cleese again?
Yeah. Flip doing his
respect, man. At that age, to be coming out and doing that.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I saw one of the ones.
And what was it like?
I thought it was good. I think it was more. It wasn't really just stand up. It was more him looking back at his life and his career and, you know, his time with Monty Python.
Talking about it.
Talking about his divorce. That was very funny. And how the fact that he's in South Africa having to perform, not because he wants to, but because he needs to, because he needs the money for alimony and all that jazz.
Is that what they call it over there? Alimony?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. There is a lot of one-man shows. I'm going through the thing right now. And there's literally a ton of one-man shows. And they are, there's a lot of ensembles. There's a lot of ensembles.
Local? Or are we talking...
Local. I'm talking local now. I think that's the new thing, really. I think ensemble shows are the new vibe. You know what? We look at all these shows and stuff like that, and I'm thinking about one-mans. I'm thinking about doing those kinds of things. And there's all the same guys. Barry Hilton, Riyad Musa, all of these guys, Gola, they're all doing one-man shows every single year.
Yeah.
And I think that prolific, that's what's keeping them... market.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Every single year they're pumping out a new one. I haven't seen a lot of them, so when we see them, we'll see how good they are.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But we won't talk about them on the show because we're not allowed to. Comedians are comedians, after all.
Right.
And what I mean by that is C-U-N-T's. We're all
there's a lot of ego. Yeah, I mean, ego is a very big part.
Speaking of ego, let us go now to the Gas Comedy Podcast gig listing. So we are going to go through all the gigs in the country. You are listening to this from wherever you're listening to this, and hopefully it's in one of the areas where you can see stand-up. I am going to go first because I have the smallest one. And this is Durban.
Smallest what?
Smallest gig list.
All right, okay.
But your mom said I got a nice gig listing. This month in Durban. So Durban works like
this. Are we doing this month or are we doing for the week?
Well,
you said week.
You said it's, week. So we didn't.
But it's hard to leave. It's hard to leave Durban out.
Because okay, but Durban.
Well,
to
we're like just gonna we're gonna mention to Durban's gig every week until it's actually
happening.
Comedy good. Week. Because okay, that's what Durban does. Durban has comedy week, and it's at the end of the month.
Beginning end of the month and beginning of the month.
Yes,
when people have money.
Yeah, yes. In the middle 2 weeks are just like you need to watch these.
South Africans are notoriously bad at like budgeting and managing finances.
South Africans are notoriously bad at a lot of things. A lot of things.
There is something that they're really good at.
What?
Xenophobia.
Yeah. And the other R one. What's it called?
Yeah, that thing.
That thing.
That thing.
We don't talk about it on this show.
Yeah,
we okay, don't. March 29th. March 29th. That's at the end of the month. You are going to see Mozambique Hillcrest. That is a restaurant. And guess who's going to be performing that? Pretty big lineup. Alfred Adrian from Joburg, he's going down. Neville Pillay, he's from Durban, big Durban out. And Luisa Gola.
Wow.
Luisa Gola is going to be down there performing at a Mozambique restaurant. That's on 29th, 30th of March. The next day, you have Sfiso Nene from Joburg, Alfred Adrian from Joburg, and Devon Gray from Cape Town, and Kuda Mamwamwe from Zimbabwe. And
I don't know him.
I don't know. And Arno Els from
Cape Town
currently. He used to be from Durban. And that's all happening at the Amsterdam Comedy Club in Durban.
Those are very cool lineups.
That's a huge lineup. Yeah, that is a massive lineup.
Yeah.
And then finally on March 31st at New York Comedy Club, you'll notice that about Durban.
Mozambique,
Amsterdam, and New York.
You've been traveling.
Durban's named their venues after places they want
is
to
it
be.
Is it so shit in Durban that they have to fool themselves into thinking that they're
glitz and glam,
that way.
Glitz and glam.
Performing that night, also huge lineup, man. Sfiso Nene, Devon Gray, Kuda, Liam Johns, he's just a flippin' funny.
You got married recently.
Yeah, he
congratulations.
Did. Congratulations. Shout out to Liam Johns. Arno Els, again. Oh, he's from, in this thing, he says he's from Durban. And the other one says he's from Cape Town. Yeah. And then finally, Luisa Gordon, well, headlining that as well.
Maybe because he was from Cape Town, then he did one gig down in Durban. Now he's like, okay, I'm back.
I'm going to be here now.
Yeah.
Then March 28th at Craft Comedy with, who's going to be on that one? Simi Aref, Mojack, Robbie Collins.
Cheesecake.
Basically Cheesecake. Basically Cheesecake will be at Craft.
La Zola's not there.
Craft Comedy on March 28th. No, La Zola is not there. It's at Republic, and that's in Durban North. You can go check them out. That's also a cool lineup. An old Durban lineup, really, except for Mojack. But I believe the reason why these guys are down there is they're probably going after that to the... Or actually staying on, because next week you'll be able to see them. At the Easter weekend at the Outlanders Festival in Durban. There's a bunch of comedy, but we'll go over that next week.
Let's talk about that as well, comedy at festivals.
Oh, yeah. And the comedy show, which is happening on the 29th of March in Durban, that's at Home of the Brewing Company. I don't know where that is. S43. I think that's in Station Drive. You'll see Robbie Collins, Mojack Lahoko, and Simi Aref, and I'm sure one or two open mics there. From Durban as well. That is Durban, but you will hear that again next week and the week, after that.
Right.
Because Durban has Comedy Week. But that's good, because hopefully we're giving them more press for the 11 people that listen to this.
Oh, yes.
So that the gig will hopefully get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Let's go to Cape Town.
Cape Town has got a tremendous amount of comedy going on this coming week. Starting tonight, Wednesday the 9th of March at the Beer House in Long Street. Comedy on Long is the name of the event. 50 Rand gets you in if you buy your ticket online, 100 Rand at the door. The lineup includes the likes of Dalen Olivier. Is that how I say it? It says, looks like Oliver.
Dalen.
He just came from doing, he just finished a sold out run of his one man show. So
he's the teacher.
He is a teacher.
Yeah, he's
or previously a teacher. Tracy Klaas, Kagiso KG Mohadi, who you mentioned earlier on, Mumsy, Carl Weber, and Kosi Nati Maki. So that's all happening tonight, Wednesday the 9th of March. Also, Wednesday the 9th of March at Armchair Theatre, there is an open mic comedy night happening. That's in Observatory. If you are
this is all on Wednesday?
Yeah, this is all Wednesday.
It's tonight?
It's tonight. Or if you're listening to this on Wednesday, because it's a podcast, and then they're going to download it, and then it's Friday, and then someone's going to go there
No, I'm sure
it already happened.
What's happening?
Yeah. It already happened. Move on with your life.
So that's happening, as I said, at the Armchair Theatre. It's 20 Rand to get in. If you are interested in performing, you need to get there before 8:30 for sign up, and then the show will start at around 9:15.
And if you're smart, bring a guest.
Please, yeah, bring friends. Especially bring friends. At least someone will laugh at you.
Exactly.
I mean, even if they might be laughing.
And you'll help the promoters keep the gig going. Jokes.
Yeah. Great. Also tonight at the Cape Town Comedy Club at the V&A Waterfront. And that's not just happening tonight. It's from Wednesday all the way through to Sunday. You've got the likes of Kurt Skunrad, who's emceeing, Martin Davis. I don't know whether I should say UK, but I will.
Well, everywhere. Martin Davis from everywhere.
It's like Martin Davis. Uck.
Yeah.
Okay. Yasin Barnes and Wesley Cockrell. There are, between Wednesday and Sunday, there might be slight changes to that lineup in terms of who's performing. Carl Weber, I think, is on one or two of the nights, and Mel Jones as well.
Yeah. All right, you can go to Cape Town Comedy Club .com or just .co.
If you just Google Cape Town Comedy Club.
Google Cape Town Comedy Club if you want to go see actual.
Yeah, and tickets range from 60 Rand to 120 Rand depending on the night that you go through.
What's the run there? That's Wednesday through to Sunday.
Wednesday through to Sunday, yeah. All right. Then on Thursday, yes, this is where Eric needs to help me. So there is an Afrikaans, it seems an Afrikaans festival or something going on. The U.S.
The Woordfees.
Yeah,
it's
Woordfees. That's what you were having struggle with?
Because I was going to say Woordfees.
Woordfees.
Which is word festival.
Well, that's not the difficult part. The venue is...
Laris Lach.
Laris Lach. What does that mean?
Laris Lach. Lower than low.
Lower than low. Okay. That's happening from...
Thank goodness you're here.
Yeah. What would I have done without you? So that's actually happening from Wednesday all the way through to Saturday, at least from a stand-up comedy perspective. There's various comedians that are going to be showcasing their show. We have the likes of Rob Van Furen, Chris Forrest, Jimmy Isaacs, and Skalk Bezeda Note. And CompuTicket, that's where you'll find
all the
information there. Yeah. Saturday, so obviously Friday the 11th, if you go, there's Cape Town Comedy Club.
Yep.
Saturday, there is a show called Hashtag That's Funny Open Mic Night at Durbanville. There's a whole lot of comedians that are there on the lineup, but Devin Gray is their special guest for the evening.
That's a nice open mic group that put those gigs on.
Yeah, I've heard those gigs are really amazing. Yeah, yeah. So that would be in, I guess, the northern suburbs of Cape Town.
I don't know. Durbanville sounds like it's from Durban.
No, because like the northern suburbs in Joburg are nice, but in Durban, I mean in Cape Town, they're northern suburbs.
Okay,
cool. And then on Saturday as well, Sunday, I like. There's also back at Armchair Theatre, they're having comedy there, an observatory. Monday night, Sergeant Pepper in Long Street. There's like a really good show, a really nice lineup there. As well as the Baxter Theatre, they're having a township, Ama Scolari Township comedy. So I think they're taking Vernac comedy from the townships of Cape Town to Baxter Theatre.
That's amazing.
Really cool lineup there.
Go check that out.
Yeah, definitely go check that out. And then finally on Tuesday, a show which I hear is quite legendary is a premium comedy at the Premium Sports Bar in Mitchell's Plain.
Yeah.
That's got a blazing lineup. Skalk Bezeda Note, Kagiso Keji Mohadi, Liam Bento, and Yasin Barnes.
That's big.
40 Rand pre-sold, 50 Rand at the door. Mitchell's Plain. Do it.
Nice. That's
cool.
Nice.
So
all the way in Joburg, if you
this
are
is a long one.
Yeah, nah, it's not that long, actually. It's going to be quite quick. Monte Casino tonight, Parker's Comedy. Tonight, the 9th of March, you get
the Dusty Rich the Wednesday
if
show.
If you're lucky, you can get in because I checked that the show sold out. Sells at $120 a ticket.
Don't bother.
Its special guest is Chester Mussing and Conrad Koch. You can come anyway.
No, don't come.
If you don't want to go to that one, or
no,
come next
week.
It's
also sold out.
Also tonight, if you're in the Soweto area, starting at 9 o'clock, Ozone is happening.
Oh,
good Boogie gig. And Friends.
Good gig.
It's a free show. It's really amazing. I've been there. If you love comedy till the hour of 2 o'clock, then do the things,
man. Gives a shit about your glowing reference. Carry on.
10th of March, Thursday, 8 p.m. Well, that's when the Parker's Monty run continues. That's Wednesday through Sunday now, yes?
Yep. Yeah. Chester Mussing's headlining.
Joe Parker hosting. Kiribone Malozzi's on the lineup too, and Vittorio Leonardi, yes?
Yep.
Cool. 8 p.m., $120 gets you in. That's Thursday, Friday, 11th.
Sunday is a student night at Parker's.
No shit, there you go.
Yeah, it's students get in free and a draft.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, Sunday.
I was going to say in gamblers.
Drink before you go to school the next day.
Yeah, and then Parker's again on Friday. This time, lineup changes a bit. Vittorio Leonardi is hosting, I think, this time, yes?
Yeah.
You are there too, yes?
Oh, no, Saturday. Oh,
you're
Sunday,
there Saturday,
I'm hosting.
Yes, you're there Saturday and Sunday. So also 120 standard, so that's Saturday again. And then
it'll probably sell out, so don't bother.
Yeah, it'll be amazing. It'll be awesome. Sunday, if you are in the Maboneng area, Johannesburg, 286 Fox Street, the Box Comedy is happening with a host of Dave Levinson, Chris Mapani on the lineup with Conrad Koch and Jester Missing, Little Lindsay, Gavin Kelly, Tracy Oliver, and Dennis Roro. That guy's quite funny. I've seen him a couple of times. On Mondays, if you are in the Melville region, you can go through to Poppy's free show, restaurant gig. You'll see a whole bunch of guys doing
open mic
there.
New material.
And then Parker's Monty for your open mic night. Yes, that's also happening. Also a bunch of new guys doing their thing. And then Tuesdays, Tavern in Maponya Mall, Soweto as well. Entrance is free there, 8 p.m. It's a mix of Vernac and English.
You have 10
and
seconds left.
Kitcheners in Bramfontein. Tuesday, $20, comedy, haha.
Various comedians, you can never know who's on the
Let
lineup there.
Let us
laugh. You have to show up. Okay, that has been the Gas Comedy Podcast. The first one, it'll probably get better, probably not, doesn't matter. that is the most important part. It is your gig listing. Please go out there, go see comedy. Watch come see comedy. Us, do what we do. You could stay home and watch overpriced DSTV, but you're probably going to, it's cheaper to come out and watch stand-up.
And more fun. More
and
engaging.
Way more fun. Yeah. Way more engaging. Thank you very much for listening from me and the team.
How go do people team. Find us?
You could go check us out on cliffcentral.com.
Okay.
That's where this is probably going to end up. This is the first one, so we're going to try and see how it works, and then we'll distribute it accordingly. I'm going to put the video up, depending on how it sounds and everything, up on YouTube.
Right.
But you can check us out. I'm at Dusty Rich.
At Faran Isad.
At Faran Isad.
The Uum Diff.
The Uum. At The Uum Diff on Twitter, and we'll put up any new information about how we're going to put it out there. On those channels of
follow
communication.
Follow us, tweet us, do things we will
do. Whatever you need
shit.
To do. Thank you very much. See you later. Go watch stand-up.
Bye.
Don't ever do anything but watch stand-up.
Bye.
Bye, Faran.
Goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.